If only, if only. In William Shakespeare's Henry VIII, Cardinal Wolsey delivers a thoughtful reflection on his dismissal from his previous life. Men cannot foresee our own downfall because we do not desire our own downfall. Shakespeare uses imagery, repetition, and tone within the speech to exemplify Wolsey's emotions. The imagery of nature within the dramatic monologue allows the visual comparison between the destruction of our unconcerned Mother Nature and the apathy of society. The state of man is not so unlike the state of nature. Leaders and superiors cultivate tender leaves of in order to encourage discipline, or was that sacrifice, within society. The tree of hope represents the greater good and order that people must submit to. What if Brother Jack were wrong? In order to keep society stable, within a sea of glory, but when I tried to put it down, the old fascination with playing the role returns instead of focusing on the anger. We are tossed around with violent waves of ocean storms to the mercy of a rude stream. To be cast away when a killing frost, comes to wipe our lives bare. But though the frost kills our lives, we remain to endure the pain of our lost hope. One cannot overstay his hibernation. But what now? The wind of the world carries a high-blown pride, but it remains as invisible as the wind itself, as I'm invisible. Shakespeare compares the ruthlessness of everyday nature that must have death in order for one to survive, a crude form of social Darwinism, with our struggle for acceptance. But the patterns of life keep everything the same, or repetition inevitable. The pattern of life consists that a man should be nothing today, everything tomorrow, and nothing on the third day. Don't rise too quickly. The individual says farewell over and over again, but he cannot admit that the end has arrived. Maybe there's hope. He falls and breaks, weary and old, ruined, killed, left by society, just drowned victims walking. Each good, easy man is the same as everyone else. Rather, destroyed by others' needs to reach higher and gain more, just as King Lear died. Upon our failures, we see more pangs, fears, than wars or women have. But our failure resides in both these losses, and much more. Our sorrow reverberates within our minds. What we need is some guns. Yes, machine guns. It didn't occur to me to interfere or to question, but I found myself following nonetheless. As it repeats the hope that we could not obtain. So Wolsey's tone is that of great loss, anger and sorrow through great understanding. With all his hope, for all his greatness being destroyed, we had been brutalized and sacrificed. Don't you see? He accepts that we would have done the same for greatness when he thinks, weary with service, agree them to death and destruction. He declares, I hate ye glory. But he only hates that when his greatness was a ripening, he fell from his success. The bittersweet aspect of princes, the old fascination with playing the role, creates the acceptance that all our anger is justified. The world has structured itself so whether the great falls, he falls like Lucifer. Unwilling to feel and accept our previous conditions, when failure confronts us, our hearts new open to feel the pain and emotion that we placed aside for glory. He was a friend of mine. Then why do you abandon him? Discipline and sacrifice. You sacrificed your friend? The cardinal wanted more than he had, but he never prepared to keep his position, which caused anger and sorrow because the structure of glory created a poor man. With imagery comparing society to nature, repetition to reinforce our downfall, and a tone of sorrowful anger, Shakespeare conveys the crushing defeats that people confront in their lives. Unable to foresee the path that we have chosen, we fall and do not understand our downfall. I am invisible, but on the lower frequencies, I speak for you, for all of us.